Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's going to happen today. You're going to be so inspired by the amazing story of what's happening with the amazing ministry of Andre Shapoval. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited to have this interview because my friend Sam Rodriguez told me that the fire of God was falling on the ministry of a young Ukrainian now living in Sacramento, California. And I said, I've got to find out about this. We try to cover these kinds of stories in Charisma Magazine, and we rely on people like Sam Rodriguez to tell us. So I tracked down Andre, and now we're having a podcast, and I want to find out exactly what's happened. You know, you're from the Ukraine. I told you when we talked earlier that I've been there three times. I actually went over with some ministries who were really missionaries to the Ukraine, mainly in Kiev, but also I made one trip to Odessa. And so now it's amazing that you're a missionary to America. How did that happen?
First of all, thank you so much, Steve, for this time. It's a privilege for me to be here and to speak. My mom immigrated here because my dad died when I was 5 years old. Actually, my mom and my dad died in a motorcycle accident when I was 5 years old. And when we find out that news, it was horrible. So we were praying for 12 hours. My family, there is seven of us in our family. I'm a fifth child. So we were praying for 12 hours. And the next day, my grandpa came and he said, nobody can explain that, but my mom become alive. But my dad passed away, and then I don't know the way we emigrate. I don't know the details the way we immigrate to United States. But all I remember, I came here when I was 15 years old, and we came to United States, and here I am in Sacramento, California. That's the way everything starts.
Well, how did you get into the ministry?
By 22 years old, I was lost. Devil was trying to destroy my life. Even though I knew there is a calling upon my life, because when my mom was pregnant, the angels of God, that sounds crazy, but at night, angel of God came to my mom and he spoke to her. He said, you are carrying a son and you're going to name him Andre. So from the childhood, my mom always telling me, like, Andre, you need to be close with God. God has something for your life. But I grew up, you know, on the streets like everybody else back in Ukraine. So when I came to United States, I was so involved with music. And to be honest, I ended up far away from the Lord. By age 22, I lost everything in my life. And then probably God was tired of that. And April 1st in 2002, on an Easter day, the power of God came upon me. I don't have time to tell you the whole story, the way God spoke to me, and he told me to come out of the grave, because I was at a service, and one of the evangelists came from Africa, and he was preaching about Lazarus, that he was dead for 4 days. And suddenly, I saw myself that I am dead, like a Lazarus, and something inside of me was screamed. Like I said, God, if you can do something, just help me. And I heard the voice. He said, son, I command you to come out. And that day, I was laying on the floor for hours crying to God. But that day, I made a decision. One decision in my life, I said, God, for 22 years, I heard about you. But since now, you can have all of me, whatever it takes, but I want to know who you are. That's going to be my purpose in life. That's going to be my goal in life. I just want to know who you are. So since that day, I was seeking the Lord like crazy. Steve, I was praying 8 hours a day just in tongues. I was dwelling in the Word day and night. 3 o'clock in the morning, every night at 3 a.m., I woke up and always going to my bed, to my living room, and on my knees, I was screaming to God. I said, God, if you are looking for someone, because I read in Ezekiel chapter 22 that God is looking for the man. I said, God, if you still looking for the man, stop looking for the man. You found him. And I was screaming to God, God, help all of me. My life now is yours. But I don't want to live just normal Christian life. I want to walk in power. I just want to know you, and I want to be the way you want me to be. Long story short, 2 months after that, I was praying in my room till 2 a.m. At 2 a.m., I lay on my bed praying in tongues. I wasn't sleeping. It wasn't a vision. I was laying on my bed, and suddenly the atmosphere changed in my room. Something came into my room like a Russian wind, and the atmosphere became so thick that I was scared. I didn't know what was happening with me. So I said, God, I gave my life to you, so you know that. If this is you, you can do whatever you want. And as soon as I said that, I left my room. I left my room. I don't know how to tell this to people. I don't know how to explain that, but I left my room and I was flying up. I was going up so fast, and then someone grabbed my arm and I stopped. When I stopped, something sucked me in into itself. And then suddenly all kind of feelings and emotions start going through my body. Like if you can combine, you know, lights with music and colors and different smells, everything will start going through my body. And when I opened my eyes, Jesus Christ was holding me, and he started playing with me like a father playing with a child. And then I was sitting on his lap, holding his face with palm on my hands. I was holding his face. And he stopped breathing inside of me. And he was breathing inside of me for many, many times. And the fire of God started going through my bones, my body, my soul, my emotion. Everything became alive inside of me. Like I started trembling and shaking. And then he spoke to me. He said, the day will come, my son. I will send you around the world with this anointing that I'm entrusting you. And you will go into my body. And you will ignite the fire, because the glory will come through the fire, and devil will try so hard in the last day to distract my church from the intimacy with me, that the church will walk without fire. So this is the long short story short, the way everything starts. I came into my room at 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm telling you, Steve, since that day, I died for myself. There is nothing in life that got my attention now except God himself, and just to please him and allow him to do his work on this earth to prepare the way for the second coming of the Lord.
Boy, that is so exciting. You know, I've been covering the Christian community for more than 40 years, and that is one of the most exciting testimonies I have ever heard. I mean, no wonder you're having such amazing meetings, you know, with that kind of passion and love for the Lord and touch on your life. So let's shift gears and talk about what's been happening lately, because, you know, the reason I'm doing this podcast and doing an article on charismanews.com is what we heard about these amazing meetings that are going on in California. And, you know, California, of course, I live on the other side of the country and mainly know what I know through the news media, but some from friends. The restrictions in California were greater against churches than certainly in the part of the country where I live. So what's happening there? You know, tell me and my listeners, what's happening, these meetings, how is God moving?
I believe, Steve, there is such a difference between serving God and pleasing God. because we have this Old Testament mentality that we have to do so much for God, which is right and sounds great. But I believe in the New Testament, God calling us to be His. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice and renew your mind. And I believe we just need to be so sold out to God Himself, because He's separating people to Himself in this hour, and He's going to do tremendous things in the last day through His servants. So we really need to focus on God. See, I can talk about ministry, but I believe everything starts there, because God started teaching me so much. He told me to seek His face to my last breath. So He said, now you cannot allow ministry to become your God. That's my ministry. I will do whatever I want, but I need you. I want you to be mine. I want you to be surrendered all. I want you to learn how to walk under my lordship. And I teach about this a lot. And I'm writing my third book about intimacy, because my first book, it's Born for Greatness, Predestined. It's how to find yourself in God. And then the second book I wrote, it's Big God, When God Becomes Bigger Than Your Reality. Now, for the after 19 years of seeking His face, because see, every month, besides my devotion every day, every month for 3 days, I'm out of town at the mountains, close myself and seeking His face. And not just to talk to Him, but to present myself, my body, my soul, my time, just to be there that He can fellowship with me. Not need fellowship with Him, because this is the way we used to and the way we know how to pray. So He started teaching me three things between prayer, secret room, and place of surrender. And He told me that you need to separate yourself and be with me, that I can minister to you and I will show you what I'm about to do in the last days. So that's the source. That's the way everything starts here. So we just learn how to walk under the obedience of God and allow Him to flow through us and just to do whatever He wants on this earth. He started teaching me about vision and leadership and how to equip people and a lot of stuff. So we just live in this life. Everybody in our team, they know we don't have ministry. We are the ministry. We are living this life, and we totally sold out for Jesus just to be His vessels and instrument on this earth between heaven and earth to bring His kingdom here on this earth as it is in heaven. So we see the hand of God. We see the power of God manifesting each service. We see healings and deliverance take place. We see, you know, people just encounter God. And everything what we see is because of His grace and His power. One thing I know, Steve, we can talk about many other stuff, but one thing I know 100%, that church lack of power of Holy Spirit, lack of power of God. We talk too much, we speak too much, we have the best Christian televisions, we know how to do conferences, and we know how to do schools and everything else, which is fine, which is really good. But one thing we lack with is the power, the reality of the kingdom of God, because kingdom of God in the power. So we lack of power of God, and the power comes through the intimacy. But we are so busy to do many other stuff in life that there is no time to be with the Lord daily, die for ourselves, and allow Holy Spirit through the intimacy manifest His power on earth as it is in heaven. So the reason why we see all things happening here is because the power of God being manifest in here.
Well, tell me about some of the things that are happening in your ministry. I know you recently got back from Africa, where you had some amazing results, but also what is going on there in California?
Yeah. So for 10 years, we've been working in more than 45 countries, from Africa to Asia, from Asia to Europe. So we've been going places, doing crusades and conferences and schools. But here, local in California, God got our attention. He told me now to focus on the United States. He said, come here and focus here because this is the time for the United States. And I believe, Steve, tremendously that something amazingly was going to happen here in the United States in these days. So he started telling us to do services outside. So we bought a huge stage, you know, and we started doing awakening nights. By the way, September 27th, from 27th until October 3rd, we are going to be doing again awakening nights, seven nights here in Sacramento, California, outside. Thousands of people coming together from all over the states, and we just, you know, ministering to people, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and praying for healings and deliverance, and we see the hand of God upon this place. To be honest, even local governments, that they don't even know what to do with us. They're like, who are you guys? What is happening here? But we believe because of the intimacy, God allow us to walk in boldness. Plus, we are Slavic people, you know, we're all the Russians and Ukrainians, you know, and there is a boldness, I believe, in our bones. And we just speak loud, you know, about Jesus. And actually, we have different groups going places, going to the houses. A couple weeks ago, we went and we visited 2,000 homes just around our base. 2,000 homes. We come in, we pray for them. We tell them about Jesus. We pray for healings. Just recently, 2,000 houses around our places. So we just want to be prophetic voice for this generation in this time.
Well, that's exciting. And as I mentioned earlier, I have been to the Ukraine, and you mentioned the Slavic countries, you know, that speak the Slavic languages. And one word in Russian that I remembered learning was Slava Bogu. That means praise God.
Yes.
So Slavic actually comes from the word praise or maybe glory. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. From the word glory, yes.
So I don't know if maybe it would be the glorious people or glorious language, but I just found it as an English speaker that was very interesting. And, you know, there's so much more that we could go into. How your ministry has grown over the years. You're affiliated with various groups, including a very close relationship with Paul Zink, who's in Jacksonville, not too far from where I am. And Paul and I have been friends since the 1960s. I mean, when we were both teenagers, literally. He is one of my very closest friends, and I know he has a real heart for that part of the world, a real heart for revival. And hopefully he'll be listening to this podcast, so I'll give him a little shout out. And I just so appreciate his ministry. And as we wrap up this short podcast, I want to give you the last word, and maybe you could encourage people how, you know, my listeners and me, how we can experience this depth. You know, you talk about seeking God for hours on end and so forth. You know, most people work hard and they go home and they're exhausted. And, you know, not even that many Christians have a really serious quiet time every day. You know, what do we do? Do we have to take a sabbatical? Do we spend our weekends doing? What advice do you have for people to experience this power in their own lives?
I understand. I tried everything. But I understand that people are so busy, you know, doing life and work and any other stuff. But one thing I can suggest to the people, it's our decision. How much do we want that? It's our decision. Anyways, at the end of the day, it's our decision. So I will suggest to people, at least try it. Once a month, for one day, go out of town, find a place, quiet place, just to go there with no agenda, just to be with the Lord and ask him how he wants us to pray. How do you want me to pray? How do you want me to be with you? Teach me, Holy Spirit, the way, because I was I studied Jesus through the gospel. You know, his model for me, the way he was spending time with his father. And that's why we see results during the days. You know, he was walking and healing, delivered people. But at night, at nights, he was with the father. So I would suggest to people to find a time at least once a month to go out of town, some place where can they be alone, and ask Holy Spirit, come there with no agenda. Just because Bible says in the beginning was the Word. So when I come there, I open the Bible and I dwell in the Word. And I ask God that he can teach me how to pray out of the Word, how to see him out of the Word. And I just, you know, commit myself to be still and to know. And all my agenda is just to know his heart, his mind, his will, what he's thinking now. What is his will now in this hour, particular hour right now? What God is about to do now? What he wants me to do now? So I would suggest to people at least once a month, find the time, get away, be with the Lord. No agenda, just to be in his presence, just to know him and present your body and your mind and allow Holy Spirit now to teach you how to fellowship with the Father. We are so busy, Steve. We're living in this time that everything is destructing us. We're living in this time that's such a destruction in our life that we need to fight for it. We really need to fight against this destruction and learn how to focus on God, just to know his will and his heart.
Thank you. That's so well said, and we're going to need to leave it there. But I want people to know how they can connect with you and with your ministry, Flame of Fire. Give us an email address, a website, something that people can contact you and learn more about your ministry.
Yeah, our website, ffministry.com. ffministry.com, or through Facebook, they can you know, email through Facebook or Instagram or my email or office email. But on Facebook, Andre Chapoval, they can find me there, or through Instagram, Flame of Fire FF Ministry as well, like FF Ministry. On the Instagram. So, but probably the easier way will be through website, ffministry.com. That's our website.
Well, thank you. And I want to encourage people to contact your ministry, get involved, particularly if you're out in the Northern California area. You want to participate in this meeting in the later part of September, early October. I'll help you out with the spelling because it's not an English spelling. Andre is A-N-D-R-E-Y, and the last name,
yes.
Chapoval, is S-H-A-P-O-V-A-L. And the nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and back it up. So thank you,
yes.
Andre, for being my guest on the Strang Report today. You certainly inspired us to be... experience the power of the Holy Spirit in a new, fresh
way. Thank you so much. I heard so many things about you, good things, through many privileges just to talk to you. And I just want to honor you and bless you with all of my heart. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to my listeners for sharing this podcast with others. We want to get the word out. You know, in a time when there's so much bad news, it seems like Christians are losing, you know, in this way and that way. It's encouraging to hear about an exciting ministry where the Holy Spirit is really moving and changing people's lives. And listen in again tomorrow for another episode on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.